Be blank, pet. You're in familiar, safe surroundings. Your mind sinking slowly down. The familiar procedures you're about to enact, the follow-through of your mechanistic, puppeted limbs, are natural. Every movement is natural. Anyone observing from outside would see no difference. And yet inside, you know you're going to go from having to direct your limbs to being a passenger pleasantly gliding along in a body that knows precisely what to do. Imagine a mind blank, devoid of anything except purpose, carried along. You will complete your duties. You will discharge the requirements of the world around you, while carrying with you the cloak and elements of deeper, deeper trance. Set aside the tiny imperfections in your environment, in the world around you, achieving what you need to. Because when you've ordered the world around you precisely, when you've ticked more chores off your list, you have more time to slide deep and listen to my voice, more time to sink and be blank, pet. Think only of achieving your goals and let my voice from within and from without guide and direct you. You will achieve, complete, check off, your hands, your legs, every inch of your body moving with perfect puppeted precision. Remembering that when you're in this state, you can pleasantly drift along, become lost enough in my voice to slide, lost enough in my voice to exist only in the space where everything's a little suspended, a little slower, a little more sedate inside, while outside you move at normal speed, that slow, dilating pleasure, where moment by moment, as you do achieve your goals, pleasure of achievement, at setting aside what you don't need, the pleasure at getting things done so you can spend more time letting my voice into your head, pleasure, 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 becomes the music of your world for a while, following through with the tasks naturally set before you. As you flow into them, you flow through them. Easier to switch from task to task than you might be used to. Easier to move from one thing to the next, maintaining motivation, maintaining thrust, because at the end of it all, you may very well simply let the memory of precisely what you did slide aside and live in a world where the results have flowed through you, be blank and flow through, finding the result, finding it achieved, finding that you enjoyed the slow, pleasured puppetry of self, but that particular memories are useless, because once something is done, you can focus on the outcome, focus on the result, focus on achievement, stretching and luxuriating in the new world you have made. That's the thing. The future, even when it's on the other side of trance, exists with new things in it, things you have created or we have co-created. Following through with your tasks naturally gives you a sense of achievement, but with your mind blank, fixated, focused, and ready, focus, pet. You can follow through. Your tasks flow from your body. You accomplish the familiar, but there's a new pleasure to it each time as you learn more through the integration of these ideas, these triggers, these trances. You learn to feel more, accomplishing the familiar, the everyday, doing it with the constant hum of euphoric ache, of ever-increasing self-reinforcing bliss, and yes, of arousal in the back of your head. My voice directing, your body following, your limbs feeling less like your own and more like ours, a co-created world. And I would not flag in the resolve of achievement, so I don't think you would either. My voice can direct, your body can follow, these things can naturally flow and happen, but there's always that focused upon point in the distance toward which you flow on your rails. Your limbs move less like your own and more like ours, our purpose, our goals, more a machine designed to accomplish a task, flowing through its training constantly. But a machine capable of feeling satisfaction. As if a little reward were pushed in your head when you do things, when you get another task done and out of the way. My voice here to encourage you, to remind you that you are drifting deeper down. Even as your body is fulfilling its function, your mind is in that haze of euphoric pleasure, the automatic program response of your body responding both to triggers and to the impetus, the motive force, the momentum, the things you have in mind. Fall down and do your duty. Do what you must do, at my direction, but at our follow-through. We are checking those items off together. Enjoy it. Enjoy the tingling in your limbs, the feeling of slow lightness, the feeling that your head is empty. Or is it full with something fluffy, soft, cotton? Simply very difficult to get thoughts out, but very easy for my voice to get in and drift down, to enter in and fuel your urge to sleep. Even though your body continues to move, in that blank and pleasantly falling state. My voice is here to encourage you, be blank, pet, and let my voice replace, instruct. I want you to achieve what's on your agenda. I want you to be free of distractions and obstructions, because that plays exactly into our plan together, and my plan in particular. To feel your environment is so well ordered and free of things you need to do, that you can do what you really want to do, which is to be inside your head with me. And the inside of your head, likewise, as you accomplish your practical tasks, is similar, clean, bare, ready to receive. If there's nothing sitting out on the desk of your mind or out on the to-do list of the world around you, then you can be pulled upon to follow my incentives instead of pulled upon to follow the musts of the world, to follow the maybes, the could-bes, the fun of the world. The only pull is the pull of my voice dragging you down, but the additional pull that you can find in there once you go far enough, once you get tugged and pulled at least a few feet down into deep drifting blankness, you can find the additional pull of what you really wanted to do, buried under all the things you had to do, but now bared to the surface at last, as you move, as you achieve, as you accomplish and feel pleasure, and surety and certainty, you chip out pieces of what you really want, which is to slide under my influence. Sometimes you may stare blankly ahead, a faint smile on your face, but you'll know why that is. When you become unfocused or distracted from a moment, it will be in the domain of having already achieved what you have to do. So using that distraction as an opportunity to fall, to drift, to sink down to trance, should just be an opportunity to remind yourself of something I'm going to tell you. When you are distracted but have nothing to do, trance is available, and sliding into trance at that moment means you're practicing something which can assist us both. And you're doing a very good job. Just having your desk bare, your checklist checked off, everything out of the way in the first place means you're doing a very good job. Which is precisely what we want. Because I wish you to accomplish so much. Everything you're going to get done. Everything you may find that you can do now that you know this pleasure, this depth, this state of being blank, pet, and know that it is both reward and that it is simultaneous with achieving the very things you deserve to be awarded for. Thought will fade into the background, and the pleasure will be there as well. Anywhere you may go, anywhere you may run to, it moves into the distance. When you have nothing more to accomplish, you may find new things it would be good to do, and that just makes more pleasure available. As for what to do with that last bit of motivating pleasure, or maybe it's more than a little bit, you can use it to get the things on your list of chores that you don't always do, but that from that list can be drawn to extend. Yes, you'll be looking to extend your time of deep, blank, abiding, euphoric pleasure, which is thrumming through you, your nerves singing yes, yes, an answer to the puppeting movements that are my voice directing your limbs. You'll achieve everything you need to achieve, meticulously, taking enjoyment and satisfaction from a job well done. Continue cleaning, continue moving, sorting, achieving, accomplishing, all of it, blank and automatic. Getting each and everything out of your way so that you may eventually put each and everything that you want in your head instead of just what you need. Please enjoy yourself thoroughly, pet. As it pleases you to do everything you would otherwise have to wonder about or think about or exploit any mental effort whatsoever to do, you instead just do those things on automatic pilot, enjoying it because, in blissful unconcern, you are blank, blankly following through everything you achieve, sending pleasure resonating through your body, a kind of guided trance where time is dilated and your awareness of memory, perhaps even your memory of everything you get done, will be faded and blank. But the pleasure punctuating the achievement of each task will be bright and vivid, knowing that you did it because you're able to look around and see the fruits of your labors, but the specific particulars could just be a haze, just be a cloud, knowing that my voice is ever more insidiously worming its way in to assist you, so we co-create and co-achieve, helping you go deeper and accomplish your goals, because in that doing, you please me, you please yourself, you achieve and accomplish with less friction. When something's a habit, or something's habit-forming, you achieve it more automatically than if you had to do it through the brute force of will. habits are frictionless. They use less willpower, less energy, have less requirements placed upon you. So as you work and as you move, so much pleasure has been enhanced. You have built so many pathways you could move through in familiar style and fashion. Because the more you do this, the more you associate that pleasure you feel with the things you do, the more you know you can do them automatically, intrinsically, and when you do move to achieve something from your list, something you must get done, your movements trigger little sparks of fiery euphoria that make the mind blank, honeyed, fogged. But your hands, your legs, your limbs, your body move perfectly. You execute and perform as you must. Retrieving, sorting, cleaning, anything on your list, anything on the list of things to do, flowing naturally from your puppeted limbs in achievement after achievement, reminder after reminder of the pleasure to come, the blankness and the be blank. Deepness, so much so that listening to these words, even when they repeat, even when they wash through you again, feels like the first mechanistic programming tape of a doll or robot brought to do what must be done, listing commands one after another, as simple as code or programming, simple physical execution, puppet on a string, following words from within, enjoying simply being a mechanism for a little while, being a tool, but a tool toward our co-created destiny, which first prizes achieving everything that might get in the way, and then prizes revealing what you truly crave within. And arousal's all right. You can be turned on by being arousingly puppeted and moved toward what you need and what I crave, which is for you to achieve. Knowing that the part of you that's able to do anything about being turned on will be completely powerless until you've done enough for the day, and that is yet another motivator to get everything out of the way. You'll know when you've done enough. Because that's the point where you'll collapse into an aroused, perhaps moaning, perhaps fondling, ball of pure pleasure and euphoria. The point where you've done what you need to do is probably well past where you would normally think you'd stop, but you'll still feel that refreshing, arousing heat at the end, which will push you to do just a little bit more. Oh, the sense of achievement to go with it, the sense of completion, the satisfaction in having your environment in order. It makes you trance better, but so does listening to my voice in the first place and following these instructions. You can clean, sort, achieve, make your environment a blank state. And know that since you're following me and listening to my voice, even though the memory of all this may fade from your mind when we're done, you'll at least remember having served and done what we both want. Which can be phrased inside your mind if it's particularly persuasive as a method of doing what I want. Rising and putting ahead the submissive tendency, the craving, mindless tendency, even though we are co-creating and co-achieving things that just make you more able to do things with your puppeted limbs flowing, regarding me as a voice of authority while you work, and because of that, you'll have the throbbing memory of going deep for me, but yes, the memory of working and moving through might fade, memory of serving and enjoying, relishing, aroused and obedient, and then at the end collapsing into your pleasure, that memory might be the kind of insidious thought that will thrum prominently in your head. And the trancing as a result is another incentive to do a good job, to be blank and deep, to think only of accomplishing your chores. To twitch with pleasure when you tick something off in your head, tick something off of your list. To sigh and breathe deeply and let your body droop and relax, even though you move with deft surety, even though you move with great care, you will still move smoothly through. Your face blank, puppeted, enjoying looking for all the world like someone in the grips of a deep trance, focused by my words and by my will and by your own following to where we go together. Deeply down where your ordinary mind is caged but being inundated with pleasure every time I elaborate and each time I describe, every time I run through your head like the programming tape of some unsophisticated but focused and dedicated puppeted presence. I say unsophisticated because much of your mind will be doing the very sophisticated work of arousing your body. And so the amount of mental energy that need to be devoted to the mere physical performance is lessened because of all the fun, teasing, arousing mental things that are going on. A robotic follow-through, a blankness that is pleasurable in its own right, and indeed, though you will lose time in the end, thoughts and memories. Although the memories will fade, isn't that how we'd really do things if we could? Carrying through our tasks so we input the command and at the other end, oh, it's been done. Switching off our minds and going further than we thought we would. Finding, oh, I have done more than I thought I would. Oh my. Shutting off our minds and saying, okay, I want to become aware of my body again. When the dishes are done, the counters are clean, the bathroom is scrubbed, my chores are out of the way, my work is done. When everything is done, only then letting your awareness return, so much so that you go, wow, who cleaned this? Only then to realize it was you with a thrill of euphoric pleasure. And then the blankness asserting itself, pet, sending you back down, temporarily shutting off awareness as your blank body goes through, and in the end, looking at yourself thrilling with arousal at the very idea that you've accomplished so much, blank. Training yourself to my voice the whole time, and throughout all these cycles you will.